Welcome to the show. You are listening to our week three results and week four preview. My name is Bov, joined on tonight's pod by a few different gentlemen. Harvey is here. Christopher, you know him as Chris. Harvey Dent.
Christopher.
How you doing,
bro? I learned today that my name is Christopher.
How you doing, brother?
Cool. I'm great, Bov. I'm great.
Excellent. Also with us on the pod tonight is Scotty, Dad, the star. Scotty, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. You know, I've taken a couple of losses in a row. I got to do something to change my luck. So more to come on that in a second.
Okay. No Ross tonight. Working late. Okay.
Cringe.
But we are joined on the pod tonight by Spencer Santor. Spence, how you doing?
Spence has made it onto the podcast. That is what I've needed to change my luck around. He's here. He's chilling. He's not crying, clearly. Super chill. You want to make a noise, Spence? Or no, you good? All right, you're good. But yeah, I need a win. We need a win, Spence. Your dad needs to be proud of you. So I got to do something to change that.
Spence, if you have anything you want to just jump in at any time, like, you're good, brother. Feel free to chime in at any point. So, week three results. So, no Ross tonight. That's okay. But we will get – oh, Spence, what was that?
What's up,
Spence? It is. There he is.
He's saying hello. Dose is trash? Yeah.
You're Spence, the new half-men. Real half-men.
Yes.
Save the crying for, like, a couple seconds from now. Because our first game here for week three, I don't know if this is a real score. I need some help here.
Oh, no.
Los Cuervos, previously winless, 145.5. All-Stars, 63.
That's right, Spence.
145.5 to 63. Now, not a math person. Hard for me to do math in my head. Quick. Yeah.
Andrew is not providing these sound effects. This is a real human baby starting to cry after you read his father's performance this week. Just
100%.
This week. Maybe no Andrew all year. Don't know. Maybe you're tired. Irrelevant trash 0-3. But shout out Spence for bringing life to the pod.
He says thank you. Thank you.
So we can confirm that this is a real fantasy football score from the show, 145.5 to 63?
Yep.
Yes.
That happened.
Okay. Okay. So, Scotty, this is – you were more than doubled up. I'm not sure where to start with this. You fall to 1-2. You lose by – how many points is this? 82.5?
Yes. Sounds right.
37 you lost. Plus 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
So where do you go from here, Scotty? This is a humiliating result to a previously winless team. You have not won a game in the show since your son's birth. Where does the Star franchise go from here?
Yeah, like I said, I've got 2 months off to just focus on Spence and fantasy football, giving this a lot of thought. I think I'm okay with the roster currently constructed for the present moment. I need Danny Dimes and Sam Howell to have somewhat of a decent game before I can even think about trading them or give them at least some shot to pull their head out of their asses, both of them. Their projections for rest of season are like Danny Dimes is like top 17, Sam Howell is like top 25, so they're serviceable somewhat, kind of. Receivers are amazing. Love Swift was running super hard this week, 130 yards. You know, Cook play had a good game, back-to-back game. So I'm gonna throw McKinnon in for P. Ryan, and the receivers are gonna do what the receivers do. So I'm not totally dead. I just have a bad points against going against me right now.
How's your points?
That's where we're at.
How's your points for?
Points for this week was sketch. Had some injuries, had to make some trades, but I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be okay. Spence isn't crying, so he agrees.
we don't have a video available for our pod, but for those listening, know that Harvey was extremely animated while Scotty was speaking. So, Harvey, what are your thoughts on this whole star situation and this result?
I mean, I love Star. He's definitely most weeks an ally. Some weeks we're beefing, but that's okay. That's the Harvey way of life. But you talk about false hope, Bub. I mean, bringing up, do you guys hear that train? That was not Andrew. That was not Andrew. That is a real train in Santa Clara, California. Yes, the receivers are amazing. But Danny Jones and Sam Howell, might as well throw Zach Wilson in there, Bub. Just absolute clownery going on at Star. I said it weeks ago. If you're going to have a baby, you got to do it like how Kenny did it. Off-season baby. Can't be 2 days after the first week of NFL football. Just so unfocused, so unknowledgeable about the state of his team right now. And I hate to see it because you always want to see Scotty do well. You want to play Scotty in the playoffs and kick his ass. But at this rate, this 63 might be high for what we're going to see moving forward, Buff. It is ugly. And a quick shout out to Don Gifford. We kind of all have been trolling him all year, but comes through with a huge week. So good job, Donnie.
Don improves to 1-2. Scotty falls to 1-2. So both teams in a pretty big one here looking ahead to week four. Next game, 145.5 is the high score of the season so far, but not too far behind it was Sace Armadillo's. I don't know who this Dana is, but he scores 139 this week. Wide, wide west, 94.5. Respectable, but not nearly enough. Christopher, Devon, how do you say it?
Achane.
I don't think that's right either.
Or Achan.
Achane.
Anyway,
way sicker.
The rookie absolutely erupts for 39.5 points as the Dolphins score 70. Dana and Graham are 3-0. Your thoughts?
I told everyone last week, Dana's Bayek. That California trip, I think, just put everything back into perspective for him. I think, you look at some of these like late round / waiver guys he has, Kyren Williams, Achane, Tank Dell, absolute beast receiver on Houston. I don't know how this team's going to be stopped. He's got Aaron Jones on the bench still. Christian Watson's on the bench still. So call me crazy, Bub, but Dana, not Graham, just Dana. Source at the wedding told me he just can't get Graham into it, which is a little sad. But Dana is right now the team to beat in the show.
Wow.
Whoa.
California Scotty, Dana.
Do you agree?
I wouldn't say they're the team to beat, but they are 3-0. They've got Chris nailed it with the waivers. Trevor Lawrence is absolute garbage, and I think he will kind of continue to be just average to below average the rest of the year. Goff's amazing. McCaffrey's amazing. So he's top three for sure. Top three, maybe top two in this wide, wide west team. I didn't even realize it was Mostert versus Achan this whole time. That was kind of a banger having that go back and forth.
Crazy.
Pretty wild.
Hey, Bub, would you rather have Sam Howell, Daniel Jones?
Huh.
And who's your third QB? Heinicke?
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, no, you have Dalton. And Dalton or Fields, Tannehill, and Zach Wilson?
Neither. Neither.
True. Good talk.
I'll take my guys all day.
So Dana improves to 3-0 And Matt Gifford falls to 1-2, despite the Mostert effort. That's tough to have that one in a losing cause. Next game, let's go to the one that came down to the wire last night on the later of the two Monday Night Football games. Sergeant Santor remains undefeated at 3-0. Commish 114.5, hot seats 112. By the way, we're recording on September 26th. Happy birthday, Stev. Today is Stev's birthday, and on the eve of his birthday, the commish snuck in with the win with a late 2-2 Atwell 1-yard touchdown. Scotty, your dad's got it. I mean, that's a lucky break, but he'll take it. You need those sometimes throughout the fantasy football season. Thoughts on commish 3-0?
Yeah, my dad said this is like the most exciting Monday Night Football finish he's ever had, it's up there. We were texting back and forth. I was texting Stev. Stev kind of took this in stride. He kind of knows that, you know, sometimes you get unlucky like this with a high scoring matchup, and that just is what it is. And the regular season isn't, you know, all that important. But yeah, my dad with Tutu Atwell, he got that touchdown. They said he stepped out at the two. I don't know if he did. I thought he was in. My dad was bummed out about that. And then Elliot. End of the first half, Hurts had way too much time. He had like 9 seconds on a third down on like the 30. And then he finds one of their third string receivers for the touchdown. That should have been a field goal. My dad was phased about that. Then at the end of the game, they don't kick the field goal when they're up by like 14 with fourth down. So it didn't seem like it was heading my dad's way. And then all of a sudden the Rams, you know, Stafford makes that rush and then they make a couple plays and all of a sudden he's in the end zone in the last second. And they pushed my Rams +3, so I was happy about that too. But anyways, yeah, banger of a matchup. Love to see the over 112 for each side. Total banger. Wild that he lost with Tua on the team. Too many rushing touchdowns, I guess.
Harvey, hot seats, probably chilling, right? I mean, this is an unlucky L. Any thoughts on the commish, though, jumping out to the 3-0 start?
No, we kind of all knew Kamish was here to play this year. I don't like that he ruined my brother's birthday. We were supposed to go to SoCal. Bub, unfortunately, comes down with the, if anyone remembers this thing, the coronavirus.
Oh, geez. Scary.
That's somehow still a thing. So that trip was canceled. Steve's thinking, okay, I'll just beat Mark's ass as he's on his stupid golf trip where his son doesn't even know where he's going. And it's looking
Did
great.
Did we find that out, by the way? Find out yeah. Where Mish was?
I must say I figured it out myself without any help after the pod. He was, if you're like North Tahoe, you go up Highway 89, it's like northwest, like an hour. Place called Grizzly Ranch. One of the best golf courses in California. Played some other courses up there too. Told me all about it. He had a blast.
So glad we got that cleared up.
Yeah, but anyway, I hated to see this. I mean, it's a good versus evil kind of thing, you know, Bob. I was pulling for hot seats. And you hate to see P. Strong Jr. in the lineup. There's got to be someone. I know Saquon's hurt, but there's got to be someone on waivers who could have put up 3.5. So that's a tough pill to swallow for sure for Stev and Steve. But they're totally fine. Talked to Stev today. He's feeling great about the squad. He's having a great birthday. Said work, and is just went to lunch with friends. I think he's going out to dinner with some friends tonight. So he's not going to let this commish. This Naish commish move by beating him ruin his damn birthday.
A quick note on waivers. False, there is no one better. Waivers are a complete barren wasteland right now. And if you have the misfortune of starting the season 1-0 or 2-0 in the show, you miss every good waivers player from the first couple of weeks. So that's tough. I mean, there's some teams that make a point to not win at the beginning of the season so that they can get sick waiver pickups, but that is the world we live in.
But I'm looking at Melvin Gordon right now, 3.5 points. That would have done it.
Mm.
I know that's disgusting, but
yeah,
those guys are out there. They are out there.
Melvin Gordon and I go back a long way. Shout out Melvin for zero touchdowns your rookie season when I draft you. Yeah. And then and plus 1 million fumbles. And we'll leave it at that. Next game. Let's go East Dillon. Let's make me feel a little better after Melvin Gordon was brought up. Thank you, Chris. East Dillon Lions, 104.5. Dose and a half men, 93.5. Ross, your thoughts? You hear that, everyone? Silence. Because Ross talked shit, made jokes, took an L, did not show up. I want to start this. I did talk to Justin Jefferson after last week's pod. Talked to JJ. He goes, Buv, I heard it all. I understand there's been a lot of jokes made. I understand there's been a lot of mention of plants. He said, Buv, I got you. Me and Kirk are good for 40. Don't worry about it. You're chilling. Thank you, JJ. Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, team, for getting us past Dose. Falls to 2-1. East Dillon improves to 2-1. Harvey, what are your thoughts on this one? Both teams here, 2-1 after the division round. Where would you assess each team's at?
I love Coach Taylor, Buv. I love East Dillon. They got a great thing going. Best coach in the show for sure. Don't know if Kevin Cox is still a thing, but Buv Taylor is running shit over there for sure. Love to see this win. I could not have dealt with a Dose win over my brother and a Commish win over my brother. So thank you for holding on and beating this clown. It's just funny. Dose probably going to win next week, and there'll be no schedule issues. He'll be on the pod like nothing's changed, but this happens every year. He takes a fat L after talking hella shit. Doesn't come on the pod. Says he's working late. What is it, like almost 6 o'clock? Who the hell works at 6 o'clock, Buv? Dose is done. Trash. Mahomes sucks. Shroud's sick. Jay Gibbs. I'm chuckling at Jay Gibbs quite a bit, Buv. I love how he's sucking.
Scotty, what are your thoughts on this one? Is Dose falls to 2-1. Still good. I mean, 93.5, respectable score. Puka Nacua didn't quite get it done for Dose on Monday Night Football, as was previously predicted. And East Dillon with Kirk and JJ combo has been quite strong so far.
Yeah, I mean, just classic Dose. Talks a bunch of shit, doesn't show up to the pod, takes the L. I'm pretty sure he would be clown of the week for his Puka Nacua comments. I'm sure he estimated he'd get 3 touchdowns and 200 yards, ended up with 5 for 72. Interesting fact, the East Dillon Lions are, in fact, the Detroit Lions. Buv went win-loss-win. Detroit Lions went win-loss-win. Spence doesn't think that's a good analogy. But we'll see what happens. I think the Lions get the Packers Thursday, maybe. See how that bodes well for your team. But as a Justin Jefferson owner last year, just love to see him leading the lead in yards. I think him and Kirk is an amazing combination. Very scared that I have to play you this week. And Dose will also not win if he's not on the pod. So Dose is scoring like 70 this week.
Last thing on this one, have to shout out, we are going to miss Mike Williams this season. You absolutely hate to see it. So dedicating the rest of the season, not only to all the plants out there, but to Big Mike as well. We're going to miss you, buddy. Two more to get through. Let's go to, Fly Harvey Fly 90. That's right,
thank
Spence.
You. Thank you, bro.
Big tuna 85. Tyler Menard falls to 0-3. Harvey needed this one, gets back to 1-2. I mean, Chris, it's, judging by some of the other scores this week, 90, you know, it's okay. The QBs really came through for you, but it was enough to get by poor Tyler. Your thoughts on the win?
Not good enough, Buv. We are dying for Austin Eckler back. Seems like years ago I was on here talking about the fleece of all-stars. And that has not come to fruition yet, obviously. The running backs are trash. I'm done with all of them. I want them all off my team. Jalen still looks a little off. Two picks. What the hell is that? But I can't complain about 90 with no positional touchdowns other than QB. So I don't know. I got big lucky matchup this week. I was kind of due for one of those. And I don't know. Not feeling great, Buff.
Scotty tried – Tyler tried to make this a Monday night comeback with Stafford, with Jamar, with McPherson, and it just wasn't enough. Tyler falls to 0-3. We already know he lost Chubb. It's tough to see Tyler go through this year after year.
It really is. He seems to take like a huge injury early. Like I remember one year he had Jordy Nelson and somebody else like tear their ACLs in preseason, and then his season was just downhill from there. That seems like where he's at this year, unfortunately. Seems like he just doesn't have enough to compensate for it. I mean, guys like Prescott and Stafford are not really guys you can rely on. His running backs are just absolute garbage, and his receivers are good. Would have liked to see him pull out this victory. I'd like to see him get a win or two, but it's unfortunate. Both very average teams I'm looking at to below average, Bub.
Faiex.
Speaking of seasons going nowhere, the last game for week three – Goomba Gang falls to 0-3, could only put up 77.5 points this week. Not nearly enough to get by Lamarinator, 97.5. Gustafson's improved to 2-1. Scotty, I'll let you start with this one. How much trouble is GG in? And does Lamarinator kind of have something here?
You know how much trouble GG is in, Bub? He was literally texting about golf today. He was texting the whole group about golf, and nobody responded fast. Nobody cared. he's all in on golf. He's over the show. He said it himself. I fleeced him by giving Swift for Ridley. Sorry about that, GG. But he's just got to channel his inner, what was it, treasure trackers when he went 0 in whatever and then won the show. So that's what he's looking at. I think Joe Burrow is going to be much better than he has been. I think he's been obviously super banged up. He can barely move out of the pocket. Bengals start slow every year. So I think Burrow will start to light it up. Russell Wilson, that's got to be the best game of his season. And Najee, A.J. Dillon. Does he have anyone else? God, he needs some running backs. GG is not okay, Bob. GG not okay. And then on the Lamar and something side, Lamar's solid. Deshaun starting to bring it on. I think Ford is clearly the back there. Hunter Henry should have retired, or sorry, Derrick Henry should have retired a few years ago. Keenan's top one. So I don't know. Lamar's Nader's average. They're the kind of team that you would want to see in the playoffs that like somehow got there, and then you look at their squad and you just could easily take them down. So I'm fine with them stacking some wins and seeing them in the playoffs.
Harvey, what do you got on this one?
Yeah, Buff, GG is done. That TT year that Scott is referring to, he was very excited for the Derby early on.
True.
There's no excitement there. He has completely shifted his focus from the show to the Ryder Cup this week. And you just hate to see it. I mean, it kind of all went down with the whole Will Levis thing. I think there's turmoil in that office for sure. And GG could be 0-10, 0-11, 0-12, something like that, a couple months down the road. So we will see Andrew at the draft next year.
All right. So that was week three. Looking ahead to week four, we are out of divisions for the foreseeable future. We don't have buys this week. We do have buys starting next week in week five. So we'll go out of divisions for one more week of no buys, and then it gets a little bit tough given our starting lineups. But let's start with we talked about Tyler being 0-3 to start. You hate to see it. He's going to go up against Los Cuervos this week at 1-2. Off of the huge, massive score for Don last week. And Boy, I just don't know if Tyler has enough here. Scotty, what do you think?
Oh, I got a lot on this one. I mean, this Los Cuervos team just beat my ass. A lot of green check marks. Josh Allen plays the Dolphins. That's going to be a shootout of the year. And Brock Purdy plays the Cardinals. He's going to be able to put up points on them. And then Big Tuna, like I just was talking about, their running backs are terrible. Dak, New England, it's got a strong defense. I don't know. This one's all Cuervos again. They roll.
Tough to see Zeke in a starting lineup.
Yeah. Oh, one more stat. One more stat. Los Cuervos lead this series 13-2-1.
Oh, wow.
They've won the last four matchups and won the last one 104-53. So this has blowout written all over it.
So Don has just owned Tyler historically. That's interesting. Harvey, you agree with Scotty?
Yeah, as much as I would love to pick Tyler, great guy. See you in NorCal soon, brother. But he's just decimated right now. And Don's got some momentum. It's coming in strong, like Scort said. Allen playing Miami, that's going to be a shootout. I just don't think Tyler has nearly enough. I think we're looking at a blowout.
Okay. Let's go next to Hot Seats and Wide Wide West. So Stevan Steve coming in off the unlucky L to the commish, 2-1. Matt Gifford is 1-2. And happy birthday, Stev. Harvey, why don't you start this one? Right now I'm seeing Anthony Richardson in. We don't know who's going to start. They've got Minshew. They've got Richardson, so they're fine there. Do you think Steph and Steve get back on track here against Giff?
Oh, yeah. I think Giff's got some bad karma coming his way for bending the rules and breaking the law. I don't want to see Taysom Hill in a damn running back spot when he's not a running back. That's cheating. Giff will go winless the rest of the season. Both Santors also have bad karma coming their way, and the Hot Seats will win this by like 100.
Okay. Scotty, I'm looking at the series here, which is interesting. I don't know, because Stev took over, that spot took over a team with Stev, so I don't know that you can really look at that. But do you agree with Harvey? Do Hot Seats get back on track? And your thoughts on Taysom Hill as a running back in Wide Wide West lineup?
Yeah, to defend the commissioner's office here, I mean, I think everyone would agree he's a wide receiver, tight end. Most people would say he's also a quarterback. He's been that the last few years. And then transitioned to tight end. He definitely takes snaps as quarterback. And then last week, or 2 weeks ago, he had 9 rushes. So that is awfully sounds like a running back to me. He's the ultimate, utility player. Kind of fun, fair and fun to see him like plugged in wherever. So that's where we're at with it. And LOL, if you think Taysom Hill is going to make a difference anyways, we should give Wide Wide West all the help that they can get. Hot Seats, I mean, I love to see Anthony Richardson coming back from concussion. He's auto rushing 2 touchdowns. Bijan flying over to London early game. He'll get like 12 real early. Kenneth Walker looked amazing. And yeah, Saquon coming back. This one's all Hot Seats, and DJ Moore should probably be dropped above.
Kenneth Walker on Monday Night Football in this one, by the way. We got Seattle and New York Giants on Monday nights. So that'll be fun.
That's a DK, barf.
So you got DK on Wide Wide West and K Walker on Hot Seats on that one. Nobody has Giants, right? Oh, God, they have Saquon, too. Saquon versus Kenneth Walker on Monday night for Hot Seats.
So. Hey, as a former Kenneth Walker owner, he's very Harvey. I will text him right now and say, score 5 touchdowns against Matt Gifford. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, also report, Matt Gifford was at like a NASCAR thing or F1 or something during Football Sunday. So not good for him.
No way there was anything like that during football.
No way anybody would ever want to go to a NASCAR stupid thing.
I did see it like a president's box though, so that was kind of cool, but not on a football Sunday, that's for sure.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
Next game, this should be a fun one. This is always a fun matchup. It makes you go back a few years to a championship game and a big declaration, and then it just didn't quite work out. But this week it is 2-1 Dose and a Half Men versus 3-0 Sergeant Santor. And Ross versus the commish. You love to see it. It's always a fun one. Harvey, who you got?
Oh, I'm going with the Sergeant, Bov. I think Puka's a fluka. I think he's trash. Back down to earth. He sucks. Dose sucks. Dose is trash. Please, commish. Please. I know I trolled earlier, but please win this game.
Puka's a fluka. That's one of the best. That's a one of the all-time best sound bites, I think, in the history of this show. That was great. Scotty, are you with Chris? Are you seeing the commish go to 4-0?
Yeah, I see the commish going to 4-0 here. I mean, the fact that Dose isn't on the pod to defend himself, I mean, it's blasphemous. CJ Stroud plays that tough Pittsburgh defense, and he had an all-star last game, threw 900 yards for 3 weeks. So I think he kind of comes back down to earth a little bit as a rookie. And the Lions are heading into Lambeau Thursday night on a short week. I think that's kind of not a big fantasy production there. Mahomes will light up the Jets on Sunday Night Football, so he's going to need a big comeback win for them there. But I got my dad, Herbert, 25 points.
All right. Next game, a battle of two surprising teams. Surprising 2-1 Gustafsons, Lamar and Nader, versus surprising 3-0 Dana, the Sace Armadillos. Tell you what, this Dana team, the one guy we didn't talk about earlier is Christian McCaffrey. Guy scores every single week, number one running back in fantasy. As long as that guy is healthy, Dana may be, like Harvey said, the team to beat. Harvey, do you think they get by Lamarinator here?
Oh, yeah. Another guy who's just so Harvey, Christian McCaffrey. I miss him so much. 5 touchdowns against the Cardinals, Bov. Lamar's a Nader's got no shot against the Armadillos. Didn't think I'd be saying that 3 weeks into the season, but that's where Scotty, we're at. Team names, Bov. That's where we are.
That's where we're at. Scotty, do you see it the same way? I mean, another team trying to get to 4-0. Do you see it for Dana?
I do. Yeah, in the battle of the toilet bowl of team names, I've got the Sace Armadillos. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, like I said, I think he's going to have a bad year, but, you know, the London Jaguars might have a decent game over there. And on the other side, you know, Cleveland, Baltimore, he's got both quarterbacks in that. That's usually an AFC North defensive battle, low-scoring game. Kamara, he's got Ford in that matchup too. And then Kamara coming off suspension probably won't light it up right away. Tough Bucks defense. I can see Lamar Nader scoring like 50 points this week. Sace Armadillos might want to consider benching Garrett Wilson while Zach Wilson's in the lineup. Throw Christian Watson in there. That's my take on things.
All right, 2 games left. And this next one would typically be a marquee matchup, but with GG at 0-3 going nowhere, it just doesn't quite have the same power to it. Goomba Gang, 0-3, going up against Fly Harvey Fly at 1-2. Harvey trying to get back to 500 against poor, downtrodden, losing GG. Scotty, does GG get their first win, or does Harvey get back to 2-2?
Ooh, I think this is going to be another ugly one. I think the projections are a bit high here in the low 90s, high 80s. I think this will be in the 70s. Like I said, I think Joe Burrow kind of turns it around, but they play at Tennessee. That's a tough defense. And Tyreek Hill, Buffalo, and Jalen Waddle. That Buffalo matchup, they could get a bunch of points. And then a Fly Harvey Fly side. Eckler may or may not come back. His running backs are garbage. Jeez, I don't really know on this one. This one seems like a 70-70 matchup. I'll say if Eckler plays, Harvey wins. If he doesn't, Goomba gets his first dub.
Wow. Well, Harvey, it's got to be a little bit tough. I mean, you hate to see Andrew just take L after L after and just get stomped. I mean, the Goomba's going to be gone at this point. Usually you step on those guys once and poof, they're gone. And this guy's just three L's in a row to start the year. On the other hand, you've got to get this win, even if it's at the expense of little brother. How are you feeling about this one?
Feeling pretty good, Buff. I don't know why Scotty's saying like 70 to 70. I've been like 90 every week with no touchdowns, basically. So that's some wacko analysis. But I feel good against GG. I think his Najee is terrible. A.J. Dillon's even – he's like a worse Najee. There's no one on the bench. I'm not – I know my running backs are trash. I'm not worried about GG, Bub. I think I got enough. I think Love comes out firing Thursday night and gets me off to a nice little lead, and I just – I never let it go. I will be watching with GG on Sunday, though. That'll be fun.
Okay.
I'll see – I'll gauge his interest in the show, and I'll report back next week.
We look forward to that report on next week's pod. But first, last game for week four, we started the show with Star losing by 80-something points. We will end this pod with Star against East Dillon. Scotty at 1-2. Me and Kev at 2-1 after the big win over Dose. I see Daniel Jones on Monday Night Football. Please tell me I don't have any Giants. Jay Hyatt, he won't be in the starting lineup.
We're going to
pick somebody up. Big Mike, we miss you. We really wish you were still on the team, but we will do our best to replace you. I don't have any other Giants. And I don't – oh, Seattle kicker, Jay Meyer, shout out for kicking 5 field goals against Dose. Love to see it. Harvey, who you got here?
Oh, Bob, if this guy is predicting other teams to score 70, he's going to score like 30. He's got no business calling out other teams like that, predicting low scores. He put up 63 last week. I see 51 in his future for this week. And this will – you might not score what Don did, like 145 or whatever, but you're going over 100. I'm going to say 119.5 to 51 final. Second week in a row, Star gets doubled up, and he will have to blow up the team once again. He'll be trash. I love the guy. I hate that I'm saying all this, but Spence is really getting to him. I love Spence. I think it's great we had him on the pod, but he might not see his daddy win a fantasy football game for quite a while, Buff.
All right, Scotty, you're up against it here. You've not won a game since Spencer's birth. You know, every week that goes by, the pressure's going to mount. You're going up against this East Dillon team. Coach Taylor, what's your message to the team? I mean, how bad do you need this one, and can you get it?
We don't need it, Bub. We don't need this one. We're going to try damn hard. We pulled out all the stops, bringing Spence on the pod, get some good luck, some good juju there. But the regular season, not super important in the show. Just got to squeak into the playoffs. You know, we can survive a 1-3 if that's what it comes to. I'm really just trying to tell my team to take your time and figure out who you are, especially in the quarterback room. You know, just make the smart plays, get the 250 yards, the 2 touchdowns. Don't do anything stupid. Don't get knocked out. So we're playing for the long game here, Bub. We think we've set up decently with amazing wide receivers. Now very solid running backs, and the quarterbacks just need to kind of pick up their game. It's a classic Star team where the quarterbacks are a little bit sketch. That could be my downfall, but we're going to give it time and take down Coach Taylor's Lions. And last thing, I might need to put in my Jay Meyers to take on your Jay Meyers. That might be what I need as well.
Ooh, Jay Meyers versus Jay Meyers. I like that.
Could be.
That would be fun. All right. Good pod. Spence, thanks for joining us. Do you have any final thoughts?
Spence took off. He wanted to go eat some dinner. he'll definitely be back on the pod at some point this year. This was not a one and done. He will have more appearances than Andrew Bone on the podcast this year. Write that down.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. 1-0, right? Currently?
1-0.
All right. All right, good stuff, you guys. Good luck, Scotty. Should be a fun one. If it comes down to Daniel Jones on Monday Night Football, oh boy.
Hey, Coach Taylor, run up that score, baby.
We will try. We will try. Still missing Mike Williams, though, man. I'm really, really bummed about
that. He don't matter.
Hate to see it.
You trash.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bob.